The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
Pardon the interruption, but I'm Mike Wilbon. You had major technical problems yesterday, Tony. How's everything going today? Hey!
Kidding. I'm just kidding.
Hey,
no,
you don't
seriously.
Have that.
Everything works fine right now, but I got the pad. In case the prompter goes out, I'll just read
You're
from
the
pad.
Attic. Maybe the electricity, well, do you have Wi-Fi in that attic?
I have hi-fi in the attic. I've got a turntable. I don't know about Wi-Fi in the attic. I'm not sure. Welcome to PTI, boys and girls. In today's episode, the Bucks are out, the Lakers are up, and Billy Donovan moves on. But we begin today with the proposed bloating of the NCAA basketball tournament. ACC basketball coaches are voting unanimously to include every single D1 basketball team in the tournament. There's some vague plan to use conference tournaments to winnow the field from over 350 teams. But I don't care about winnow. I got Binghamton in March Madness. You've got Northwestern. Wilbon, what do you think about this?
That's a game on Northwestern's floor we were just watching. I hate it. You see how that says we got 2 minutes for this segment? We need about 12 seconds for this segment, all right? Let me just say this, Tony. Almost anything in his life that he has proposed, I am with Mike Krzyzewski. I am with my native Chicagoan, Mike Krzyzewski, on everything. He makes more sense. He's about the smartest guy out there, if not the smartest guy, on every single issue. It is always well thought out. You always find out, say to yourself, even if you disagree initially, yeah, he's right. And Mike Krzyzewski's right. Tony, in this case, I can't agree with him. March Madness is perfect. Put the kids on the floor, 64 teams, 68 if you want to do play-in, whatever you're talking about. March Madness is perfect. Don't touch it. Leave it alone. It doesn't even need touching this year. No massaging. March Madness. Thank you very much.
Boy, you look good. You're wearing a tie and a nice shirt.
First time since the pandemic.
Good.
Yeah.
You probably
Thank
have
you
real shoes on, too.
Real shoes.
You look good.
Yeah,
So I'm an English major, and it's important for me to get the exact right word to describe this proposal.
What?
Okay? How about stupid?
This is ridiculous. It's not stupid.
What do you mean?
It's not.
Yes, stupid.
No, just unnecessary.
What do you mean that everybody is in? This is like, that means an invite to the NCAA tournament is like an orange slice you give to an eight-year-old at a soccer game.
Yeah.
I mean, what happened to merit? What happened to merit? You can't do this is a money grab, Mike. This is a money grab. This is all these coaches saying, we may not have a full season. We need the TV money. We're going to make this bigger and bloatier and stupider than ever. They couldn't play the tournament this past year because of the coronavirus.
We're not going to double
They may
it
not
up.
Get a full season. They may not get a full season because of the coronavirus, and they want to make it bigger. And let me just give you this quote from Chris Mack of Louisville, proud school in the ACC. He called it all-inclusive, like that resort
like
sandals.
It sounds like some
it's all-inclusive. Starts pouring from the top shelf.
We just don't call it stupid. It's unnecessary.
We're
not going to go through the bell too far on that because we agree. Let's get to the Bucks being out of the playoffs. Although Giannis says he is not planning to force a trade. The reigning MVP told Chris Haynes at Yahoo, quote, that's not happening. Some see a wall and go in another direction. I plow through it, close quote. Tony, should the Bucks look to trade Giannis or let him play out his final year and risk losing him for nothing?
So let me concede that I was very surprised when I saw this today, when I saw him speak. And his total commitment to the Bucks, given that we talked about this yesterday, whether
cool.
it was last game
pretty
ever,
cool, I thought.
I was surprised at it. I would like to mention to you the great teammate and philosopher, Kyrie Irving, who said at one point about Boston, oh, I'd love to be here. I want to stay here forever.
No,
if
he said, I'm staying. I'm
right.
staying.
And then
is
he
what
changed
he said.
His mind.
Yeah.
Okay, and then he changed his mind. So what I would say to Giannis can change his mind, not as crassly, I'm sure, as Kyrie Irving, but he can change his mind because a lot of fancy teams and a lot of fancy cities are going to be recruiting him, and he could change his mind.
He could change his mind, Tony, and the Bucks may not be with him in the way that he thinks they should be, and he may feel forced at some point. But I just admire the way Giannis said this. By the way, it was ironic that he used the analogy of a wall, because when those defensive walls are around him, he doesn't go through it, and he can't quite shoot over it with the consistency to keep his team in the playoffs. But I digress. Look, I told you yesterday, a big part of me, being a son of the Midwest, having grown up 90 miles from Milwaukee, wants to see Giannis stay right there and see that situation through. But, Tony, the Bucks messed this up. They messed it up when they got rid of Malcolm Brogdon. This is not 2020 hindsight for me, because I said it when they were considering what to do with him. Keep Malcolm Brogdon. They didn't. They need a playmaker at an elite level. Oh, wait. They had one, and they let him walk, essentially. So, Tony, what are they going to do going forward with players? Are they going to get it right in terms of talent acquisition? Because if they're not going to put some better players around Giannis, Tony, the same thing is going to happen, and then he will be forced to change his mind. They got to get better, the Bucks, now.
Let me just tell you this. I hope this is a true circumstance, and I hope he stays in Milwaukee. I believe him today, but I don't know about the future.
Right.
If I'm not mistaken, Giannis Antetokounmpo was not an AAU kid out of Florida who was recruited by 10 colleges. He's never really gone through recruiting. You tell me if he sits in a room with Pat Riley for 30 minutes, he's not going to be motivated to move? I mean, honestly, I hope it works out. But, Mike, I'm not certain that 2 years from now we're going to be seeing him in that uniform.
You can't
or
be certain.
Coach Bood.
Well,
so,
right, you can't be certain, Tony. But you know what? We both agree that it is admirable for him to come out and say, I'm with these guys.
Sure.
I'm with these guys. Good for him.
Sure. Well, if they can, Coach Bood, is he still with them? I mean, I don't know their relationship. Who knows what that is? All right, Wilbon, I woke up this morning to find out Billy Donovan was leaving Oklahoma City, and I did not see this coming at all. I thought Donovan and Nick Nurse had been the best coaches in the league this year. The reporting is that Oklahoma City is going young, and Donovan didn't want to wait for young to become good. So you tell me, what does this mean for Oklahoma City and for Billy Donovan?
Well, Tony, I think it means a couple of things, and it's not just for Billy Donovan. I mean, if you're Chris Paul and the Milwaukee Bucks, by the way, speaking of players that the Milwaukee Bucks ought to want to get, though I don't know what they would give Oklahoma City in exchange, if you put Chris Paul on that team, on the Milwaukee Bucks, and you are a lot closer to your end goal than you are now. And if you do that, why does Billy Donovan stay? Billy Donovan and Chris Paul. By the way, Chris Paul not looking to get out. He hasn't said anything about that. The point is, at 34 years old, with the salary he's got, and the young players, I mean, you know, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, I mean, I think he's 22 or 23. So, Tony, by the time that group of players gets ready to win, the group Dort, the group that played so well with Chris Paul, that's going to be 3-4 years from now. Chris Paul's not going to be playing quite this way at the age of 40 or closing in on it. So same thing with Billy Donovan. There's some jobs out there. It says they parted amicably and mutually. I understand that. Billy Donovan can go and coach somewhere else. He'd be wanted, don't you think?
I do. I'm interested in Billy Donovan, as you know, because he's a Long Island boy, and I've always followed his career, even when he was a player at Providence. In the last 5 years, he made the playoffs with Oklahoma City all 5 years. And let me give you an accounting of who he lost during that time. He lost Kevin Durant, he lost Russell Westbrook, and he lost Paul George. So any job that he wants, he's going to get, because he knows how to coach. It is interesting. The Chris Paul circumstance is interesting to me as well, because I think Chris Paul will probably go. Chris Paul revitalized his career this year. He never once complained about playing in a small city or anything like that. He was totally admirable. You mentioned going to Milwaukee. I'm thinking in my mind, would he want to finish it up with LeBron James and finally get to the Lakers?
But they can't afford
it.
LeBron and Anthony Davis, Tony, that breaks the bank. How they gonna? Chris Paul makes $40 million. He ain't giving them back. So the Lakers don't seem to be possible.
If you have those three guys out there, you can put me and you
well,
out
you
there,
have to.
And it's going to work out.
You'd have
so,
to.
So, I mean, a lot of things are in play, but yeah. I was surprised about Donovan.
By the way, you can't rebound the way you did with Julius when the guys on Long Island said, yeah, Tony, you got no jumper. Go get some rebounds. How about that?
Yeah, I couldn't. I couldn't box anybody out either. Let's take a break. We're coming up. Will the Raptors even things with the Celtics tonight?
And do the Lakers or the Clippers have the stronger 2-1 series lead?
My prompter is still working. I'm amazed by this.
Everything's working in your attic.
We haven't crashed yet.
I think we should make a studio and a basketball court at the little house next door. That's my proposal.
This is... Wow.
PTI fans, listen up. Have you heard you can listen to episodes of this very show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership? That's right. All your favorite PTI episodes can be heard on Amazon Music ad-free. But that's not all. You can listen to other top podcasts like The Low Post and First Take ad-free as well. They also have your favorite shows like The Daily, Part of My Take, and Up First, all without ads. You know what this means? Uninterrupted listening, so no more cliffhangers. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts, so we know they definitely have something for you. And it's already included in your Prime membership. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app for free or go to Amazon.com/PTI. That's Amazon.com/PTI to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Vivid Seats wants to get you to the games you love this spring. Experience every pitch, assist, and game-winning shot live and in person. And the best part? Each transaction is a step toward a free 11th ticket with Vivid Seats rewards. Score unbeatable perks like free tickets, surprise seat upgrades, and annual birthday deals. As the official ticketing partner of ESPN, Vivid Seats is offering you $20 off your first $200 ticket purchase with code PTI. That's code PTI. Visit VividSeats.com or download the app today. Vivid Seats. Experience it live.
It is time for Toss Up, where I play the role of BYU and Wilbon plays the role of Navy. Now, just having tackling dummies, not real
you
people.
You couldn't get What's to first? BYU. Would take you a
Toss
month.
Up. Who you got tonight, the Raptors or the Celtics?
So I've got the Celtics for the reasons I've always had the Celtics. I like Toronto. I like Nick Nurse. I think he's done a great job. I think it's a good team. I think the Celtics are a better team. I mean, Nick Nurse talks about the fact that Toronto can bounce back and certainly bounce back in game three with that miracle shot. And I think the Celtics were so stunned in game four that they lost that one as well. But Mike, the real bounce back game to me was game five when the Celtics were completely dominant over Toronto. Toronto had 11 points in the first quarter. They were down 27 at the half. I mean, I just look at these teams. In my mind, the Celtics have already won this series 4-1.
Are you watching the games? Are you just watching the net?
Yes.
And you click over, and then you turn back and you see a score, and you have no idea what happened. For all the reasons you mentioned, the Raptors are going to win the game tonight because they only had 11 points, because they were down 27. Human nature plays an enormous part in these basketball playoffs. I don't know if it's the same in other baseball, you got pitching, which can just control everything. Football's entirely a different being. In basketball, Tony, human nature. These two teams are fairly evenly matched, even if the Celtics look like they might be the better team right now.
A little better.
The Raptors did not have the disposition. They did not have the spirit from the opening bell in the previous game. They will tonight because they're champions playing for their championship lives. They'll win, and then we can discuss what'll happen from there.
They're admirable. They don't have the best player that they had last year.
That's right. They win tonight, sometime.
And Boston's a very good team.
Very
Next.
Good.
Last one, toss-up, stronger 2-1 lead, the Lakers or the Clippers?
Okay, I want to be very precise in this. I am not saying the Lakers are necessarily better than the Clippers. But I'm saying that they have the stronger 2-1 lead because Denver is a better team than Houston. I mean, the Lakers have a pattern so far. They lose game one, and then they win four in a row. They're on that same path. The Clippers don't have that. The Clippers were taken deep by Dallas, and now they're playing Denver, a very, very good team. It just seems to me that the Clippers are going to lose one more of these, and I'm not certain at all that the Lakers are going to lose another.
Tony, I generally agree with you, although maybe the specifics are different. The Denver Nuggets are closer to the Clippers, which is what you're saying, and I agree. The problem is the Nuggets are young. They need to get their hearts broken in order to advance, and they will get their hearts broken, in part because they throw away leads with stupid offensive possessions. Whenever they get a 12, 14-point lead, they just go, oh, yeah, party's on. And they throw the ball away three, four, five times in a row like they did in the second quarter leading up to halftime, threw away a lead that could have gotten them a win. So you're right, okay, but the Clippers are going to control that series. Tony, here's the problem. Russell Westbrook, who can still get into the paint, and he's like a point center at this point of his career, he can't shoot the three at all. He's shooting like 25% from three. And Westbrook, who otherwise is so engaging, and he has now expanded to just be able to dominate parts of the game in other ways, defensively, with his rebounding, as I said, scoring in the paint. But they need some more outside shooting from him, and they can't do it. And Harden can't do this alone.
I'm just telling you this, Mike.
It's both going to be 4-1.
If you watch that series, 4-1. And I know you have watched that series very carefully, when the Lakers go out to a big lead, they are a dominant team over Houston.
Yeah, they are.
We've seen it in the last two games.
They are.
We've seen it. That's it. I win. You also.
You win.
Let's take one last break. Still to come, I win.
You win.
Bad news for the Broncos. I win and the show wins because the prompter hasn't crashed yet.
All you're going to do is watch the Nationals. Are they, what, last place? The only good
thing
the Nationals has done is extend Mike
Rizzo.
They're off
tonight. I'm going to watch something else. They
extended Mike Rizzo. Congratulations to Rizzo. Other than that, your team?
Yeah, another Chicagoan. Another Chicagoan.
Catholic school guy, too. You got to like that. Krzyzewski,
Rizzo,
me.
Read the out.
The Yankees have lost 15 of their last 20. I guess you're worried about the Bombers. I'm not. I'm having fun watching them lose.
I worry about the Nats, and they beat Tampa two in a row, which is a very good sign.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-hour energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5hourenergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5hourenergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%. Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Electric E-Bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
Happy time, people. Let me put my glasses on to read. Happy 42nd birthday, Shane Battier, one of the all-time great Dukies. Battier led Duke to the Final Four in 1999 and to the national championship in 2001 when he was named College Player of the Year. Equally impressive, he was named Academic All-American as he majored in religion and had a 3.5 GPA, which is better than I had. He did even better in high school at Detroit Country Day, where he had a 3.96 GPA. So Battier was an actual student athlete. Three times at Duke, the national coaches voted him Defensive Player of the Year. That carried over to the NBA, where he was twice named to the All-Defensive Team. Battier was the number 6 overall pick in the 2001 draft by Vancouver, but he never played there as the team moved to Memphis. He had a solid workmanlike NBA career over 13 seasons with Memphis, Houston, and Miami, where he was on two championship teams. We both like Shane Battier a lot, and I can't stress enough what a terrific college player he was.
He really was, Tony, and he was instrumental, a role player, but a fairly big role player on those two teams where he won an NBA championship playing aside LeBron. Here's a question, Tony. You win that much in college and that much in the pros, even though you're not a superstar per se. Is the Hall of Fame calling you? That's what I'm asking about Shane Battier. I would think
because of his college career.
Yes.
Oh, his college
career.
All of it.
All
of
it.
Absolutely.
Whole thing.
Yeah. Yeah. Happy anniversary, Dave LaRoche. On this day, 39 years ago, as a reliever with the Yankees, LaRoche struck out Brewers slugger Gorman Thomas, who struck out a lot, by throwing Thomas three Ephus pitches from a bygone era. LaRoche called his pitches la-lobs. Words don't do these pitches justice. Only video does. And video captures the frenzy in the stands in anticipation of the Ephus. The Ephus was popular in the 1940s, but is strictly a novelty pitch now. If you throw it and embarrass a hitter, he may come out to the mound with his bat. LaRoche's Ephus was classically high. The last one, the strikeout pitch, was a thing of beauty. The Yankee manager then, Bob Lemon, himself a terrific starting pitcher with Cleveland, said he had no idea LaRoche had an Ephus pitch. LaRoche himself told his teammates at a mound conference he was going to try and get Thomas out with a curveball.
My only takeaway, sorry, Tony, from this video, because it's very distracting, is how hideous those uniforms were. Those double knits, which had no buttons, no zippers. People just looked like they were playing some sort of fat guy, you know, softball lakeside in Chicago. What is that? Did you see what the Brewers were wearing? I mean, it was just as ugly as it gets. Ephus pitch, come on.
That was
lives. Seriously.
That was our lives years back. Happy trails, Von Miller. The eight-time Pro Bowl pass rusher of the Denver Broncos has a tendon injury that will likely require surgery and could cost him the entire season. Team sources said the injury happened on the last play of an indoor practice on Tuesday, an extra practice because the Broncos don't play until Monday night. Miller has been a very durable player. He missed only one game over the last six seasons. He repeatedly expressed disappointment in his 2019 season when he finished with just eight sacks. The first time since 2013 he had fewer than 10. After recovering from coronavirus in April, Miller threw himself into working out, saying, quote, "I didn't take any days off, I didn't go on vacation, I didn't do anything but work out, grind, and reinvest all the time I would usually spend on endorsements. I reinvested that time back into myself," unquote. Head coach Vic Fangio said today that while Miller was going on injured reserve, the team was not yet ready to rule him out for the season, Mike.
Well, Tony, at 31, while you hate to hear that Von Miller, a player as dynamic and as, you know, charismatic as Von Miller is to the NFL, while you hate that he would miss any time, 31, even if he did miss most or all of this season, there's time to sort of reinvest again and get himself back and hopefully to that all-pro form we've seen for so long.
I love the honesty where he said, "I didn't do commercials like I used to do." Didn't he do those deodorant commercials? Wasn't he good in those things?
Well, he seems like he's pretty good in whatever he does. Von Miller's
got all right, let's go to the big finish.
Let's do it.
Serena Williams advanced to the semifinals in three sets today. Is that a big deal?
Tony, I thought it was. I mean, she was reeling early in that match, had to come back and win it. She comes back, it seems, to win in three more than just about anybody, particularly in slams. Very entertaining to watch Serena this afternoon. Brooks Koepka.
Can she beat Osaka? Can she beat Osaka?
She can. I don't know whether she will. I want to see that.
Okay.
Brooks Koepka withdrew from next week's U.S. Open due to that knee injury. I know this disappoints you.
Very much so. I mean, he's a multi-time major champion. I think this calls into question whether he'll be ready for the Masters. I mean, he said he was going to be ready for the Open, and he's not. Bucks forward Marvin Williams retired. Your thoughts on his career?
Tony, he went number two overall to Atlanta, and I know people say, well, he didn't do this, he didn't do that. He was a 10-5 guy. Career wasn't all that much, but he played 15 seasons in the NBA. That's always significant. Jalen Ramsey got a new deal with the Rams, $71 million at signing. Your thoughts?
That's like the biggest cornerback contract ever. This proves that if you're unhappy in Jacksonville, just say, "I hate Jacksonville. Get me out of here."
Noon.
And then you end up with
billions of dollars. Baby.
Last one, the Yankees have lost five straight. Is that cause for concern?
I guess when people care about the Yankees, yes, Tony, they were something like 16-6. And now if they lose tonight, they're going to drop all the way down to 500. So, yes, I know that means panic in the Bronx. You know more about that than I do.
You're like the last team in the wild card. We're out of time. We'll try and do better the next time. And I'm Tony Kornheiser.
There's too many baseball teams in the playoffs. I'm Mike Wilbon. We're back on ESPN tomorrow, knuckleheads. You can get the PTI podcast on the ESPN app or Apple Podcasts.
Todd Connor, shout out.
what you get for free. I know you got something for free.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Electric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.